I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth learns about a ground fish known as silver hake or whiting and the decline of its traditional fishery on Cape Cod.
Have you ever had whiting? It's a small fish, usually about 12 to 14 inches long, with a soft white flesh and a mild flavor. It lives in our waters. And historically, the whiting fishery was big on Cape Cod every fall. These days, though, most local fishermen aren't catching whiting, and it's hard to find in local markets. To find out why, I spoke with lifelong fisherman Bill Amaru from Orleans.
In the old days, it used to be a fall and early winter fishery, and in the spring, too. But what started to change when the regulations that regulate how and where and what we can fish with started to be implemented beginning in the mid-80s. One of the rules that was implemented was a mesh size requirement. And when you're fishing for whiting, because they tend to be on the small side, you have to use a mesh that accommodates, you know, the necessity of catching these smaller fish. It's like when you catch a herring, you don't use the same size mesh that you use for catching a big codfish. So the mesh regulations changed. And where we used to be able to use a 3-inch mesh to catch whiting and anything else that came up in the net, to avoid catching the small cod and haddock that would inevitably get caught, a rule was implemented that if a fishery caught more than 5% of a bycatch species like cod when you were directing on something like whiting, you couldn't use that mesh.
Bill is the first to say these regulation changes were necessary. But there were still plenty of whiting in the water, so fishermen got creative. Groundfish like cod and haddock stay very close to the ocean bottom. That's why they're called groundfish. But whiting tend to school just a little bit higher.
So what we had to do, and we did, we proved that we could develop a net and use it to target whiting with a minimal amount of bycatch. And that happened during the 90s when the state of Massachusetts Division of Marine Fisheries developed what was called the raised foot rope trawl. And this raised foot rope trawl allowed fish like cod and flounders and haddock to go underneath the net as it was being pulled along the bottom.
Bycatch dropped below 5%. Mission accomplished. But then regulations changed in other ways too.
We had to enroll in a program. We couldn't just put the whiting net on whenever we chose to and go fishing for whiting, and then maybe the next trip go fishing for groundfish, which was always one of the things that allowed small boats like our inshore draggers to survive, was versatility. When we lost the versatility, we lost the ability to be flexible.
The new rule required fishermen to get a permit a week in advance of a whiting trip, and then to stay in the whiting fishery for at least 2 weeks.
And that doesn't sound like a lot to some people, perhaps. Big deal, you know, so what, you're going to go fishing for whiting for 2 weeks, what's the big deal? Well, it does matter, because when we fish for whiting, it's an extremely volatile price structure with whiting. Some days they can be worth a nickel, and I have landed very large trips and got paid 5 cents a pound. And then a day or two or three later, they can be worth 50, 60 cents.
My husband sells fish for a living, and both he and Bill said the reason it's hard to get a steady price for whiting is because there isn't a steady demand. Whiting is a seasonal fish, but unlike something like striped bass, which is eagerly awaited and arrives in the summer just in time for prime tourist season, whiting comes in the fall and early winter and isn't well known. That's really too bad, Bill says, because it's an excellent fish for cooking.
I personally like to fry it, pan fry it, very much like you would probably imagine cooking a trout, you know, because it's similar in size and in texture. I simply head it and cut the tail off and open the belly flap and take the guts out, and then we roll it in flour after an egg wash and fry it in hot oil. Serve it up. It's delicious.
There are still a few boats out of Provincetown that occasionally fish for whiting, but otherwise, the local fishery is gone. The picture is never simple. There are other issues with catching whiting besides the regulations, like the fact that the bycatch of dogfish has gotten so high that Bill says it's almost impossible to get whiting without a huge amount of dogfish in the net. Ultimately, fishermen have to make money to make fishing for any species worth it. And without demand, that just isn't going to happen. The story of whiting is the same as for so many lesser-known local fish that aren't considered center-of-the-plate material. Things like redfish, skate, mackerel, dogfish, and many others. If we want to revive these smaller local fisheries, that's a story that has to change. There has to be demand for these fish. And that's up to all of us as consumers. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can see a picture of whiting on our website at capeandislands.org, where you can also find a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. The show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicki Merrick. Thanks for listening.